Hey everybody, I haven't been on here in a long time, but I thought I would just come on just to give a year-end reflection of 2018. I think that everyone will agree with the fact that 2018 has brought about a lot of some positive things and some negative things. I just see, just in general, that a lot of people have been grounded in 2018. They've had a lot of self-reflection, and they have done a lot of just you know, dissecting their life to see what needs to change in 2019. All in all, for the most part, I just see that the general public, just everywhere, just at no matter where you look, everybody is just ready for something new, ready for a new experience. And most people are looking to change themselves, you know, self-examination, looking at what they can do to improve their self, whether it be start, you know, on a new business venture or to go back to school or whatever the case may be. A lot of people are still, you know, looking to find that perfect relationship. And I was doing some reflection, and you know, I had a moment of weakness where I was just like, man, I was just thinking back, and I'm like, okay, I'm still going in these cycles of not getting 100% what I want out of life. But I thank God, because definitely things are not how they used to be. I've seen a lot of progress in my life, a lot of testimonies that have yet to be told. You know, some things you have to kind of keep to yourself and leave that hedge of protection there until God finishes the testimony. You know, but like I was saying, I was having a moment of reflection, and I was just thinking, you know, what do I want to happen in 2019? And to be perfectly honest, in that moment of reflection and just thought about some places and areas of letdown, you know, with people that I have loved and people that I have given myself to, just as far as in a nurturing way or whatever the case may be. And you know, sometimes you just have that moment where you're like, you know what, Alexa, play these jokers just like they played me. You just have that moment, you know. But in that moment, I had to think to myself, like, you know, what can you do differently? A lot of times when we see these patterns of people coming into our life and taking and walking away, there's still a lack of self-love that's there. And a lot of times when you are a giver, the plight that you have is that you have everyone, you know, around you saying, well, you know what, because you are such a great person, because you are such a loving person, because you are such a giving person, giving is your gift. But I just want to let everyone know, especially those people who are givers going into 2019, that take a year and replenish. I know I recently had a conversation with someone, and I told them that you have to be careful not to give from your cup, but you have to give from your overflow, because giving from your cup will kill you. I am a witness. I've just witnessed other people go through some medical things, and you know, some things might be you know, there might be some genetic dynamics there, but a lot of times we go through things because of stress. I have put myself through, and that's why I said I won't put the blame on other people. I have put myself through certain situations and scenarios where my health has declined dramatically into deathly dangerous areas because I didn't know how to give from my overflow and not my cup. And you have to understand, when you are dealing with people, that a lot of times they will, because they are in need, if you're giving from your cup, they're going to take it, because it's survival of the fittest out here. And then you will be walking around like the walking dead and wondering why, you know, why your health is so bad, why you're in a bad mental space, why you're in a bad spiritual space. But you are responsible. Ultimately, you are responsible for, you know, protecting, you know, you have to guard your heart, like the Bible says. And you also are also responsible for protecting your earthen vessel, the thing that God, the thing that God has, that has the treasure inside of it. You are responsible for protecting that. And we all know when we have those trigger points, or when we have those red flags, it's telling us, hey, you got to back up. You got to get some rest. You know, you might have people say, well, why weren't you here? Why weren't you there? And you have to be okay with letting those words roll off your back, because ultimately they are not living your life. They don't know what's going on. You can let them judge you and it's going to be okay. But, you know, as long as God knows your heart, he knows where you're at. Get your rest. Get your mental space that you need. Make your vision board for the 2019 year and make a list of the things that you need to do in order to replenish. You can go back in 2020 and if you want to go and completely deplete again, that's fine. But take a year to replenish. If there is something that you know, something that God has laid on your heart that he has told you to complete your life or to complete a chapter in your life and you have not been obedient to that, do not let another year go by where you are not obedient to the things that God has called you to do for your life. Because, you know, if you continue to be that person that everybody goes to, or you continue to be that person that everyone gets advice from, and the advice works for them, but eventually they look at you like, well, why isn't it working for you? And it's because you have not taken that time, or you have not taken that one designated year. And sometimes that's all it takes, is one designated year to be, you know, not self-full, not full of yourself, but you might have to have one selfish year. You might have to have one selfish year where you designate and put yourself on your own agenda. Put yourself as priority for 1 year. Finish your degree so that you can have the earning power that you need to take care of those visions and take care of those other assignments that God has called you to do. Take that 1 year to meet with your financial advisor. Take that 1 year to really, really, really dig in and ground in your word so that you can have a good foundation. Take the 1 year, get back in the gym, get back into eating healthy and doing those things that you need to do to get yourself back together so that you can rebuild yourself. Because you can kill yourself trying to be everything to everybody. And you will not even see in the Bible where anybody has called to be everything to everybody except for Jesus. Like, you know, everybody else has had specific assignments or, you know, specific people and lives they were supposed to touch. But we are not omnipresent. We are not, you know, we're trying to grow in Christ and things of that nature. But we are still human, and we have to realize that. And we have to take care of these human bodies. We have to take care of our mental health. We have to take care of our spiritual self. We have to take care of our physical bodies. And so, you know, as we're going out of the year and we're about to spend time with family on the holidays and things of that nature, enjoy, give, cook, you know, clean, do everything that you got to do to finish out this year, to give to others. But then be prepared to go into 2019 and replenish yourself. Don't die before you have to. There's so many people, young people having heart attacks, young people having strokes. I'm telling you, I could give you some testimonies of some things of myself, some scary situations that I have faced even in this year that God had to really just deliver, because I didn't take the time out to protect my space. I didn't take the time out to make sure that I was well rested and that I was in a good place mentally and physically. And everybody's body has a tap out point. So I will just as we close out this year, do that evaluation, do that inventory of what you need to do going into 2019 to have some, have some time for yourself. I love everybody. I'm excited to see what 2019 is going to bring. Excited to see everybody's new businesses that they're going to be launching, new ministries, new families, new, that's just the word, things new. You know, the 2018 was a year where new things, the seed of new was planted. And I believe that 2019 will be the year where we start to see the buds of those seeds start to peak from the ground. So I love everybody again. Thank you for listening and have a blessed night.